Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsis.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector, just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen! Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Bit of morning neck wanking to start your day.
Hi, everybody. Marcy's back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi related podcast, hosted by two fucking cunty, awesome dickhead cunty Australians, one legendary fucking Canadian, and one trash panda American. I'm one of your cunty Australians, and have you all started your day with neck wanking your emu? Because this is where we are in life right now.
I mean, I haven't yet, Marcy, but give due time.
We'll see how things go. I'm back. I missed everybody.
Marcy's back. Hit the sack. Yeah.
Fucking mom's back. God damn
mom's
it.
Mom's back.
Dude. Fuck.
Hi. We got away with so much shit with just dad here.
Yeah. It was nice.
Mom's home. Yeah. Super Marcy, me, episode 203. And I'll introduce everybody because it would be rude. Introducing neck wank, emu neck wanker number one, Bede. How's it going, Bede?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. I was not expecting that.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, we might as well go for it.
Bit of morning neck wanking. To start your day.
Yes, I mean, who doesn't neck wank their emu at the start of the day?
To start your day, mate.
Exactly. I mean, I haven't done it in a while, but, you know, give it in due time.
Well, now, with that knowledge, also with us today is our legendary Canadian. He is a professor of all things science, and he is our tribal Keith. And 2024's co-host of the year, Batch.
Acknowledge me!
My ego is so fragile. That's why I need constant acknowledgement each week on this podcast. This is all I have in life. Four people listen to Web Tales. That's it. So I'm holding on. I'm white knuckling this podcast for all I can.
I don't know where I was going with that. I'm still thinking about neck wanking emus again. Fuck me dead. Colin, did you neck wank your emu today, buddy?
Dude, I jacked off like 3 days ago and I shot the longest rope I think I've shot in a long time.
Did it hit the ceiling?
Like, I'm not going to lie. Dude, it didn't scary movie style hit the ceiling, but it got to my neck. I was like, oh, that's a little too much there. It was not good.
Colin,
it was good. Dude, I honestly should have. Like, I probably would have made money off that, and I didn't even think about it. But I do have a new way of making money. I'm going to get, like, a giant truck, like a box truck, and I'm going to like say, hey, foreign people in America, I'm going to take you across the border, but then actually take them to ICE and get all of the money for turning in all of those.
That's a brilliant plan. hello, it's me, Louis Lassa. Louis Lassa, I can work with this idea.
It's a good one, man.
Dude, if you have a truck, just, I can't even, this is so wrong. Put all the children in the truck. Have the ice cream truck.
Dude, children are way fucking more money than the actual people. So that's a really good fucking idea. Dude, ice cream truck. I'm
telling
baby.
You,
Let's go.
Cream and they won't know.
Let's go.
Okay, you guys need to make that a t-shirt. Hashtag ice cream truck.
I might actually.
I'll let you have that one for free. I also picked out my my Halloween costume.
Nice.
I'm gonna be a vape so that when somebody's gonna care about losing me one of these days. So I thought that joke was hilarious.
I wrote that down and I was like, Colin,
that's funny. That's funny.
Colin, you're my vape, baby.
Go just don't lose me, all right? Just don't lose me.
I won't lose you, Colin. But anyway.
Go see me do stand up. It's fun.
Anyway. Speaking about long ropes of cum, it is my birthday episode. So happy birthday to me. I'm not going to reveal my age because fuck that. But we're going to watch a movie from the land.
Badger's 50. He's old.
Shut the fuck up, Craven.
I'm younger than Batch, but that's all I'll say. Batch, you're not old. You're young.
I'm the youngest one here.
You are the youngest one.
I am. I'm a baby.
I'm the second oldest. Batch is the oldest. I'm the second oldest.
That's why I'm your tribal chief. You know, I'm your village elder here.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I need your advice.
I need to get on track. Otherwise, we're never getting started. So,
let's go.
To celebrate my birthday, I picked a movie from my ancestral land of Italy. And we're watching
Let's get on with the movie, please.
We're gonna watch a Paganini horror. So be the teller all the shit that we need to know by wanking your emu by the neck or something.
I mean, outside of wanking your emu by the neck, what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Paganini Horror, if it is on. If it is playing on your Tubi in your part of the world, but the movie is also available on physical media and other streaming services, so it is easy to find. I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, if you're not... Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Whoa, wait, ma'am, no, 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 you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Why did
you? I got a show.
I can tell you what that was. Those were the people when I go and pick them up and bring them to ICE.
Exactly.
In the ice cream truck.
In the ice cream truck.
You don't have to do that, man.
No. You do not do that.
Oh, jeez. But anyway,
I bite your truck.
But anyways, though, if you but once the ads are finished, Batch will play a sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a running time moment as well. Not timestamp, because that's confusing now.
Yes, we changed the meaning of timestamp.
Exactly.
This movie better not have many timestamp parts. All right.
No.
Marcy will make sure to put the time out there so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Paganini Horror, first of all, how dare you not want to watch Marcy's birthday movie? I still reckon this will be a fun to listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready for some insane Italiana with Paganini Horror?
Buone belle, a si.
Uccelli.
Fusilli.
That's like, oh, fettuccine. Alrighty,
fake Italia.
Wait. One last thing. Hold on. Where is it?
Baby boo, baby.
Hey,
baby
boo. Hey, that abortion. Hey.
I am not an abortion.
Shut up, Colin.
It's an abortiano. It's an abortiano.
I was a 9-month abortiano.
Okay, you're part baby shark.
A movie. Nom.
She is.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's go.
Let's make like spaghetti and meatballs and bowl with Paganini Horror.
I need yours.
Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Uno. Dude, that's what I've played when I wrote
counting the in time other day. With me because it's confusing our audience.
Dude, when I completely just like soaked the bed from watching Pornhub, it was just to the Pornhub intro music.
That's all you need.
It's like, that's how you know the movie starts. I'm gonna just like spray everywhere. Fucking music.
Damn it.
Okay, boys, true story. What's the most times you jerked off in a day? What's the numbers of?
I think I'm up to 3, maybe? 3?
5, you don't baby.
Five. That's five. Dude. That would raw me out, dude. I would start getting like
I'm a girl.
Fucking
doesn't...
chafed.
That was my early 20s.
Oh, dude, 3 was like 2 weeks ago for me. All right, like
now, granted, I was spitting dust by the end, but
dude, yeah, you're shooting ghost loads. You're just ghost loading, dude. That's all you're doing.
It's like the Booker T five.
Five times.
Now it's been way more. I'm a girl. I don't need to sit and recharge for my fucking jizz to reload.
1, 2, 3.
With the amount of jizz that's being talked about on this episode so far, you could literally just ride through it at a gondola like this guy.
That is actually all the jizz when we jerked off, like.
Yes.
All those times. Like, mine's more than 5, but again, I'm a girl. It doesn't matter. Fucking
yeah, because you can go multiple. That's not fair.
Exactly.
That's not fair. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I've jacked off in a river before. The one time, and then you're like, fuck, I'm going to sleep now.
You ever jacked off in a river before? I've jacked off in a river before. It's not that bad. It's nature's lube.
I mean, that is a fair point. It's just like in the bath, but just with dirtier water.
You're on a float trip. You're kind of like taking a risk getting a fucking bacteria amoeba or something in your dick. Like that's kind of hot.
Or getting a fish pregnant.
Yeah, dude.
That's not how it works, Speed.
It was Mersh.
What is Mersh?
Rewind it. I gotta see her again. I miss you, Mersh.
Oh, Mersh.
Mersh.
Wait,
were you at Half Fire?
Oh, that kid ain't playing that.
Mouse.
She's too white to go on that ice cream truck.
I mean, she's white enough to play that violin like that. Shitty.
Uh-oh.
I can't even remember the context of this opening.
I mean, I put in my eye up because I gotta put in my literal.
What do you want? Oh. Wait, there's.
Damn it. Shoulder pads on that doll.
Look at its shoulder pads.
Hello, darling. Can I watch you in the bath naked?
It's okay. It's a stepmom.
Mom, how many times did you jack off today?
It's just full of fucking.
Mom, how many times have you flicked the bean?
Yeah.
What is that doll?
Mom, this vibrates. It's my brand new toy.
Dolly wants to play submarine.
I got it for Wild Secrets.
Available now. Wild Secrets.
She's into it.
She's into it.
She's weird.
She's so wet.
Hair dryer.
She's so wet.
Hey, Mom, do you want a hair dryer in the bathtub?
You're not my real mom.
Pay attention to me. Ma, pay attention to me.
She just came.
She's going to electrocute Mom in the bath.
Damn, Italian Drew Barrymore, you can't do that.
That's not how electricity works.
It's not how bath electrocutions work. Meanwhile, upbeat pop music.
Hey, it's the Slippy Dipshits.
it is. Slippy Dipshits.
Yeah. Oh, it's the female version of the Slippy Dipshits.
It is.
No, it's Bon Giovanni.
Bon Giovanni.
Oh my God. Actually, I think you're right, Colin, because if you listen to this song carefully, it sounds like you give love a bad night.
Dude, it does.
Bon Giovanni.
It's a Jimmy Hart knockoff.
Pete, are you going to get all
shot
these?
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad Italian name.
Shot with some sauce and bolognese. You give spaghetti a bad name.
That was actually funny.
I gave you a poor alias.
Yes.
Dude, she looks like David Bowie.
This song is just bad AI.
No, it's a Colin. It's David Bowellini. Get it correct.
Bowellini.
Bowellini.
Bade. How many subscribers for these outfits, mate?
Oh, how much for these outfits? Let's go! 3 more subscribers.
You gotta do the wigs as well.
I mean, obviously, I will wear the wigs. I'm pretty sure her hair is right behind me.
Dude, she could swallow a 13-inch dick without problems with the size of that mouth.
She swallowed so much cum.
She's one of Mick Jagger's 100 children.
Is she a stepchildren?
She's a real child. She's her name is Michelina Jagalini.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God,
stop
the dubbing is so good in this
movie.
Stop
this AI bullshit. This sounds too AI for us.
Too much auto-tune.
Why aren't they wearing pants?
All those Italian names, but directed by Lewis Coates. Okay, mate.
It's Lewis Cortez.
Cortesolini.
It's Cortez. I'm not kidding in your ice cream van.
Cortez.
I like that she's got like a checkered shirt and she's like wearing like some kind of like window dressing.
The dubbing in this movie is the best I've ever fucking heard.
Let's hear it then. This is back at the times, like, this isn't anything like Netflix dubbing where they just basically just barely even dub everything. They have to really emphasize all the words so it sounds like it's coming from their actual voice.
Dude, at this point, I'm convinced this chick could take fucking 10 massive dicks in her mouth at once. It is so huge.
I think Colin's seen that movie.
Oh yeah, like that. Yeah,
it was that called was put your 10 salamis in my big Italian mouth. Bullshit.
It's not my fault that somebody came. I was gonna say that it's not my fault that my hair looks like this. Somebody came in it. I had 10 dicks cover my hair.
This guy looks like he's jerking off to
I saw
this.
That movie, everyone. It's me, Chad, who buys porn.
Oh, hey, Chad.
Oh, shit. I thought you were dead.
No, I just got Lost in Lost and Champions, and since we stopped hanging out there, I got that movie, 10 Dinks in Your Mouth. I can believe more if you want.
No, I don't want to hear anymore.
Do you want to just send us all a copy of it, Chad?
Yeah, sure, I'll just send it right over.
Sick.
Nice.
It's on Laserdisc.
Oh, fucking perfect. Oh my god, ad.
It's a KFC ad.
9/11.
What's that?
Yes, 9/11, let's go. My favorite time of day. 9/11
with an ad for Tubi, and we're back at the day after 9/12.
Kids today don't know 9/11.
No. They think it was fake, like everything else. I don't know.
Dude, I almost, like, for my spooky movie pick, I almost picked the Popeye the Sailor Man movie that was written and directed by the dude who did Loose Change, the 9/11 documentary. I think I'm going to pick that.
What? Is that the first Popeye one or the second Popeye one? Because I know there's two of them.
It's called It's called Popeye the Wreckage Man or some shit. Let me look it up.
Is there three
of
them?
Them all. You've seen them all. I have Tell seen us them which all. Is which.
Well, you've got Popeye's Revenge that's made by the same people behind, like, the Killing Tree, the Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey movies, or like the lower part of that company. Then you've got Popeye the Sailor Man, which is an American one. And then you got Shiver Me Timbers, which is about, I think, just over an hour long, I believe.
That's the one.
It's called Popeye the Slayer Man.
That's the one.
That's the one that was written and directed by the dude who did Loose Change,
really?
The 9/11 documentary.
What?
Yeah, wow. Dude.
Meanwhile, Donald Pleasance just being drunk on set for his fucking paycheck for a day.
He got tired of fucking trying to find Michael Myers.
He needed a break for an hour.
Yeah.
Do you know Donald Pleasance was in an Australian, like, comedy movie where he played Dracula?
Yes.
What?
It would actually be amazing if it was on Tubi, because it would be such a Tubi movie.
I actually watched a TV show on Tubi this week, Pistol, the documentary bio series about the Sex Pistols that Danny Boyle did. That's on Tubi Canada. That's fucking fantastic.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that.
Is Donald Pleasance in it?
No, he should be, though.
Then I don't want to watch it.
He pleasanced my vagina.
I mean, I would let Donald Pleasance pleasant my vagina so hard.
He could just talk into my vagina and I'd be happy.
Yeah. Michael!
He'd probably get queefed on with all the breathing in my vagina, but whatever. Maybe he's into that.
There's nothing wrong with a queef. Good queef in the mouth.
He queefed him 6 times.
Five times.
I queefed him 5 times.
I'm the 5-time queefing in his face champion.
Another fifth time. That's when the stank came.
I like how this composition, that this mysterious composition that Niccolò Paganini wrote, is actually called.
Whoa! You can't say that. You can't say that. Ah!
What kind of talking?
He better be.
You can't say that.
What did I say?
I said
Niccolò Paganini.
You said the F word. You said Fagolini, bro. Yes, you did.
You did.
Go back.
I did not.
So
See, you're gaslighting me right now. That didn't happen.
No, dude. Because that's something I would say, and that came out of your mouth, dude.
I said Paganini.
No, you did not. Dude. No, you did not, sir.
Moving on.
We'll listen to the listen back later to and find out for sure.
Dude, you totally did.
Have you seen what I... Marcy, do you see what I have to put up with when you're gone? Even for a week?
You say that now, but I'm here. You're going to have to put up with me? Fucking
It's
idiot.
A much different show.
I mean, that is true.
Oh, guess where I get to go on Saturday?
You.
Hey, you motherfucker.
I already told Mrs. Batch I wasn't ordering it, but now I have to order it just to find Colin.
Yeah, dude. I don't know where my tickets are yet, though, so we'll see.
Moxley versus fucking Darby is going to be off the fucking hook, dude.
That's the only thing I want to see. I don't give a fuck about anything else, dude. I don't care.
I don't even know what my other matches are. That's the only match I know.
And Luchasaurus and the fucking Jungle Boy got back together. That's all I give a fuck about. Yeah. Jurassic Express, baby.
Beat. It's Niccolò Paganini.
That's what I said.
Paganini. You didn't say Paganini. You said something else. Niccolò
Paganini.
Yeah, you said Niccolò Paganini, bro.
The amount of dubs that are going to be in this episode, you're going to have to put like lots of beeping in this episode.
I'm going to make you do it because it's your fault.
Yeah.
I did.
You started this train. You started.
We don't edit shit on this podcast.
Yes, we do.
The show's changed.
I have the power, damn it.
Sorry, I'm just enthralled by this fucking dialogue of these accents.
That's our house. Marcy, I think you're going to have to turn the dialogue, the volume up a little bit so we can hear these amazing dubbing accents.
Yeah, so B doesn't say bad words anymore that we're not supposed to say anymore.
He's just trying to censor us, Colin.
I know.
Sorry, the time of the movie is 15.
Kayfabe, dude. It's all right. I'll say Fagolini a million times this episode. It's fine.
Hashtag Fagolini.
Yeah, hashtag Fagolini.
But that's how buddy say Italian ghost. It's a me, it's Mario Ghostolini.
Oh, what up, a Ghostolini?
Wait a minute. Is that your real last name, Tamario?
It is Ghostolini.
No, that's are you sure? It's not a. Not a. How do you say, what the fuck is that?
It's a Klaus Kinski. Well, it's actually my
Mario,
real...
is this your wet dream? Is that maybe all your ectoplasm all over the place? Is she wearing a dress made of your jizz? Your ghost jizz?
I mean, well,
there's not enough dudes in that scene.
Now, to be fair, Marcy, if it was a me, it would look like it'd be a little bit more. It would be a look like a pesto. It'd be a bit more green.
I've got my pesto jar ready. If you want to load up some.
Oh well, I mean, if you ask, you ask nicely. So here you go.
Oh god damn it!
Way too much pesto in that room
there
for you.
There we go,
Mr. Ghostolini. If that's your real name.
Actually, you know what? It is. It's very true. My real name is Tamario Ghostolini.
With so much pesto, I changed the color of my room.
I mean, that's the name I went with when I became a ghost. But previously, when I was alive, I was Tamario Alivalini.
Alivalini.
Mate. No, I think it's the other one.
Mate, I'm sorry. Not really.
It's Tamario Pustolini.
Tamario Pussin Buzzolini.
Tamario Pussolini.
If this is not the truth.
Is that true?
I'm going to turn this music down because it's fucking annoying.
Yes, it's
movie. We're almost 20 minutes in. This is going fast. Let's go fucking tea.
This almost goes as fast than our lying girl.
Yes, it is.
It's okay for something to be longer. It just depends, like, what you're doing. If you're having a massive, like, you know, wanking your emu's neck for a couple of hours, that's fine. But if you want a quickie,
I mean, you Well, I mean, when you guys saw that movie, Lion Girl, I actually whacked off at least 20 ghost emus through that episode.
Oh, no.
Damn, ghost
emus.
Ghost emus.
Oh, actually, oh, as we had called them here to the afterlife, eboos.
Ooh. Fuck off!
Damn!
You fucking ghost dickhead.
It's I could not help it. I had to make a joke.
What do you want, Freddy?
Freddy wants also pesto too, so I meant to give him some. Hold
Dude, maybe you should ask Freddy how much he's wanked in a day, because he humps that fucking blanket a lot.
Oh, I know he's done it these 100 times.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, dude, yeah, she's shooting fucking hella ghost loads.
Oh, look, it's Colin's ropes.
Yeah, they light up just like
they
that.
They light up too.
you might want to get that looked at, Colin.
Yeah. Fucking.
Well, anyways, I bet to get to go because I got to go make some more pasta sauce and linguine. So I shall talk to you all later. Bye.
Gonorrhea.
Yeah. Gonorrhea. Ever the gonorrhea.
I feel like this movie might give you gonorrhea.
Oh, my new dildo from Wild Secrets has arrived.
My daughter Rhea, she's not here anymore. She's gonorrhea.
She's gonorrhea.
Oh no, my mother Lorita. Where is my señorita, Mama Rita?
Hey, Marcy, what do you hear? A terrible joke?
No.
What do you call an Italian woman who's gone missing? Gone Maria.
Stab her!
I'd stab dare you to tell that joke to my mother and wait until she slaps your fucking face in, Bede.
She'll slap me, Marcy, but she'll also give me pasta, so I consider it a win.
Oh, look, it's my period. What? It's my shark week.
Why is the guy from Jeepers Creepers fucking stabbing that bitch?
Because he actually wanted to get into that ice cream truck business just to get the kids.
Dude, he'd be really good at it.
Yeah, he's a bit of a pedo. It's all fair.
He's a fagolini.
Timestamp.
Freddy, get on the bed.
No, he didn't say timestamp.
Yeah,
I said timestamp. Daddy is here, and he's here to do some spanking.
Dude, Dad, shut the fuck up. You're not my real dad.
You gotta do 4 more to catch up to me, dude.
Yeah. 3 more to catch up to me. That's easy.
You were both great. This fucking filmmaking nerd.
Why do his teeth look like that? Well, I mean, it's a video,
but it's not one of your. He's ingested too much cummelini.
Cummelini?
Oh my gosh, Marcy, he kind of looks like Dan Stevens. Okay, girl.
Let's go. Dude, he looks like the child of the fucking Trivago teeth guy.
Ugh. Oh my gosh, no. He does.
No!
Dude, that that guy's teeth have been in my fucking nightmares. To scare people. Then there's my job
to pay. Not to pay and pay because of my adobbing.
Is this place actually the brothel across the road from you, Bede?
Oh. I don't care. You come in my face, I'm going to fight you.
I need to wait.
What about some ice
you
cream?
You come in my face, if it's not in my eye, I won't fight you. Frank. We can't for the record.
Haven't the movie wrecked our car?
Is that that fucking meth dealer that keeps trying to fucking get meth off you, B?
I mean, yes.
At the tram stop.
Yes. Although he goes,
well, the meth dealer, the fucking guy trying to get the meth.
Yes. Although he hasn't been around in a while.
Dude, how do you look like you'd have meth is what I fucking can't understand.
Well, to be fair, at the time, I was like, had a black jacket on and my black sunglasses, and I looked a little sus, so that's probably
why. Dude, you do not, no matter what you're wearing, you do not look like you would ever touch any kind of drugs.
Beat, I love you, brother, think. But if you looked up like that, you'd look like an undercover cop.
Like yeah,
a really bad one.
Like a narc.
Well, I'm surprised he did think I was an undercover. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't think I was an undercover cop.
Hey, mate, you got some meth to sell me for my fucking girlfriend, Methany? 2212. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Well, it has. Look at his face.
That's Dad how just I cradle.
Michele! Michele!
I cradle my favorite dildo.
Guy walks up to Beat and just goes,
"Hey man, you want a cocaine brownie?"
Yes, yes, I would.
All right, man. You know,
you know what? Donald Pleasance may have worked on this movie for like 2 days, but he was given a free holiday out of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was. I'm sure he loved every second of it.
He just got to drink and fucking just walk around some places in Italy.
Exactly, in Venice.
Yeah, but then he had to go to Italy.
Wow. Yeah, I love the fact Italy. That...
I'm not saying that's... nothing.
I love that. I love the fact that both Marcy and Colin gave you the death stare after that. Imagine.
Took me a good fucking 30 seconds to do it.
Oh, I see what Donald Pleasance is doing. He's here in Italy because he's looking for Michael Myers' Italian brother, Michelangelo Maiolini.
That was terrible.
That was terrible. That was a reach.
I would have said, no, fuck it, here. Eat my trombone,
it's Michael. Yeah, you made it. You made it too complicated. It was Mike. It would have Michelangelo Myers.
I wanted to go all the. I go all out for my jokes. I apologize for nothing.
As an Italian, I'm fucking so offended right now.
He's giving all that money away.
That's not fucking, how you give money away.
How much drugs and alcohol is he on right now?
All of it.
If he didn't want the money, he could have given it to us.
In this economy, you're not throwing money off the fucking thingy.
Bastard.
You know, you have to pay strippers with like fucking pennies now.
Just whip pennies at strippers.
You whip pennies at their ass crack.
I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
Like, I've got my catcher. Do you want
Oh, fucking Canadian strippers, they don't appreciate when you flick a toonie at them.
Fucking Canada.
Fucking Canada, man.
Fucking Canada, out in a boat, eh?
Canada lady.
Canada lady?
Canada lady.
That's cannelloni.
Yes, there you go.
Look at those jizz balloons. Can I clarify? Clarify, actually? So Niccolo Paganini, was he meant to have actually like sold his soul to the devil for his musical talent or some shit? Is that what it is?
Yeah, apparently.
Like in real life, well, that's the story.
Yeah, according to legend, yes.
But why does that look like Frankenhooker with a devil face on her?
I have a confused boner right now.
But yeah, my boner's really confused. Oh, hello.
Sexy Andy.
It's a she-devil.
It's a woman that can fucking handle 20 dicks in her mouth.
Oh my
what
God.
Does this
her
song
ponytail.
Sound like?
Her ponytail could kill you. It's like whipping around. It could smack you in the face.
Dude, I kind of want to marry this woman right now. She would actually swallow me whole.
Gotta
Colin,
swallow
I can't
your
hear
lady.
You, mate.
I said, let me swallow you a whole.
Yes.
Is that an offer, Colin?
Fuck yeah, it is. Let's go, baby girl.
Let's go. We gotta get on that fucking 90 Day Fiance shit, bro.
Yeah, we do.
I kind of want to wear that dress. Dude, what song is this ripping off? It's ripping off a song. I can't work out what it is.
Every Debbie Gibson song.
Yeah, basically.
Yes. Oh, he's a shooting.
Oh, hello, beauty fair.
Booty
fair. How many subscribers for that sexy outfit, Bede?
Let's go with 9 subscribers. Well, I mean, I'm gonna have to work out so my ass is burned.
Why
to see the most.
You're filming a blowjob, mate.
Where's the crew? He's like the only person there shooting this music video.
The house on fire.
There's a smoke machine guy over there.
Well, he's part of the band. He's not even on the drums.
She's not even playing the bass.
No, she's not.
She doesn't know how to even like flick her bean with that, with those skills, mate.
See, that's
her
why
fingernails are too long.
See, that's why the woman playing too the guitarist long. Is smart. She's smart because she's having her back turned so you don't notice her if she doesn't know how to play the guitar.
I don't want all these outfits. I feel like this is a room at Champions. This is all happening at. I'm convinced.
That's on the 18th floor.
Mm. I'm going to go shoot my music video there next week.
Okay, girls. Dude, oh shit,
like
I forgot
the
film of the goddamn camera.
Has anyone went to meet my daughter, Asia Argento?
Doesn't she molest underage boys? Or allegedly?
I mean,
allegedly.
Allegedly. We have to say allegedly on this show. Yeah, but we don't want to get sued.
But is it like, I don't know what the laws are in Italy and if she did it in Italy, but I'm pretty sure Italy are like 14 or something. Like, get the fuck out.
I don't know what the laws are for consent and I'm not going to ask.
I'm actually curious.
Okay, you find out for us, Marty.
I looked it up the other day because someone asked me, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure like 16 in Australia, you can do whatever the fuck you want. And then when you're 18,
isn't it 16 in Europe? 16 in Europe, 16 in Australia. Okay, I'm
almost ready. That's good. Yeah, like once you're 16, you can fuck legally and you can drive a car. But then when you're 18, you can drink alcohol and buy cigarettes. Yeah, I'm ready. Rita, see you downstairs. Tell Lavinia not to worry. I'll be right there. You get it. Okay, so age of consent in Italy is 18. But if you're under that age, but there's a 3-year difference, it's fine. Allegedly. So if you're two 16-year-olds in Italy banging, that's legal.
But if you're Anthony Quinn. Yeah.
But if you're Anthony Quinn in Ghost Can't Do It, you go to another fucking country with your child bride.
Yes.
I fucking can't get over that movie, and I never fucking will. I saw a new YouTube video about that movie the other day, and I was fucking dying. Dude, it looks like she has a vagina belly button. What is happening?
Second that Tarzan with Bo Derek gets on Tubi, we gotta watch it.
Oh, because that is Bo. That it was a John Derek movie as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh no, it was. But also, you could literally actually fuck this woman's belly button with at least a 6-inch dick.
Yeah. Oh, that's what why Tommy happening? Wiseau's just arrived. Tommy Wiseau just arrived.
That is Tommy Wiseau.
That guy's so high right now.
Do you like my violin and knife? What the fuck is this? Oh, he's gonna fuck her belly button.
It's not Marcy, that's not a violin, that's a dial-in.
Oh, get fucked, babe.
God damn it.
This is weirdly arousing me. I don't know how to feel about this.
You get this violin knife and Wild Secrets as well.
No, you get the violin dildo.
No!
Whoa!
Colin's turned on.
Colin's jacking off.
I missed that. I'm not paying attention. I heard belly button and I was like,
It was a belly button vagina.
Dude, that outfit she's wearing is so smooth. There's no camel toe. Come on, Mark. Do
something. She doesn't have one.
That dude, the creepy nerd dude, has more of a fucking camel toe.
Dude, that David Bowie looking chick is a bigger dick than the nerd.
Fucking nerd.
He does a bigger dick than that nerd.
I don't.
No. Video to finish. We can't finish the
video with just the two girls. It's not enough. It's not enough.
We need four for the gangbang.
That's right. We need to Camalini.
We need the Camalini. I love you, but don't talk. In your assolini.
Yes, in your tight assolini.
Four girls and 15 men. That's the crescendo to the movie.
I feel like this is the type of movie our good friends of the film Only Fangs should remake.
Yes.
We do not want to give them that trash. This is trash.
Hey, as of recording, I think Only Fangs is premiering like tomorrow?
Yes.
First screening or something is this week?
The 18th in America. The 18th.
Oh, so like 2 days from when we're recording.
I'm trying to see if we get the digital copy, which we should get that on the 18th.
I would assume so, since you're a backer, right?
And then maybe we can just watch it next week.
We'll do a sneak preview.
Yeah,
it'll be a, and not the To Be Tuesday podcast.
And don't let them know about it.
Shh.
Kayfabe. We're already like halfway through.
Well, we're just gonna say we're reacting to it because that's all the rage, right? The movie.
Yeah, I'm reacting to Jessa Flux's titties. That's what I'm reacting to.
Yeah, by fucking jerking a big rope in the fucking ceiling.
Dude, I would beat Batch's fucking record, all right, if that was the case.
The ceiling would look like this girl's dress right here.
Y'all be all like, number six,
Jesus! Dude, it would probably hurt after. Yeah, it would hurt. I think it would hurt after a while.
Yeah, but if you jerk off too much and you're not like, and you're not lubing it up always, would you get like calluses or
you'd
like
get chafed really badly?
Like, does your dick get chafed? Like, I don't know. I don't have.
Yeah, not really. Yeah. Mine doesn't.
Mine does. If you jack off too much, yeah, it totally does.
If a G
does.
Lube, do you use your lube? Like,
I mean, it depends.
Are you really circumcised depends. Or not circumcised?
Nah, I am.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not.
That makes
a huge difference.
Yeah.
Probably makes a huge
You've
difference.
Got the protection already there.
Yeah, you got the helmet. You got that going on. Like, you're good.
You've got the jacket.
It's a nice jacket.
So quiet talking about dick right now.
It's a bulletproof jacket.
That's right. It says Bullet Club on the side.
Yeah, it's Teflon.
Does it have a Bullet Club jacket?
Just shoots ropes.
Shoots two sweets.
Yeah.
Sweet.
The top of the side jacket. Hello, everybody. Boo.
Oh,
what up, Toby?
What up, Toby?
I'm good, guys. I thought I'd come on the show, literally and figuratively.
Could you not today? Can you not today? Read
sorry,
between
Marcy,
the lines.
Did you see a cup between the lines?
God damn it.
Can I flush a ghost down the toilet? Is that legal?
You can try.
I'm going to try, Toby. I'm going to flush you down the fucking toilet with my fucking ectoplasm here.
My ballerinis.
How do you like it, bitch?
Anyways, I'm back because I got to do my segment.
Wait, did you drink?
Are you drunk, Toby?
My dog. I am maybe.
Maybe. Do you have brothel reviews, mate? Because I miss that. Brothel reviews with Toby
the pervy ghost. Yes, I do. I do have brothel reviews.
Is it brothel reviews that this guy in the mask wrote? Because I'm going to picture that it was.
I'm going to say yes. Because he seems like the type of person who would take a violin knife into a brothel.
Yeah, fucking for real he would. Oh, we have an ad with Shaq or someone? 3786.
Oh, that Shaq is also what I call my jerk-off place.
Oh, fuck no. Colin?
Colin liked that one. That
fuck,
top 40,
I missed
Colin.
You guys. Remind me never to take time off again. 3709.
It's just funny because Shaq is already black. So you can't call him Black Shaq. Come on, that's
black
racist
Shaq.
As fuck.
That's racist.
He's
racist
already black.
No,
is it racist that he made a kung fu game?
No.
But anyways, I got reviews for you guys.
Okay, let's hear them.
Yeah, let's go.
Now, where's this? What brothel is this from?
This one is called The Main Course.
No, I wonder where's this from? Where's it from?
It's here in Melbourne. It's from Melbourne, Australia. So
it's called The Main Course, and I don't work there. We'll see if I should based on these reviews. Let's go.
All right, here's the review. I had the worst experience of my life with Chili. I don't know how to spell. She is an Aussie girl. The first impression, he was not good, not friendly, very rushed and rude, and that made me not stimulated. Even though at first I was stimulating because of his bad attitude, I also had no desire anymore. When I explained what happened to her, she immediately got angry and rude. She kicked me too and told me to get out so I pay for nothing.
She kicked him?
She kicked him? He should get his money back.
Unless he's into that.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess. I don't know.
That guy, on that other brothel review with Sonia, he liked getting his prosthetic leg stolen. He misses her.
Well, I do miss Sonia as well. I mean, what? Also, my experience here was considerably worse than even the time I had an issue with male practice from a chiropractor who almost destroyed my back.
Oh.
The receptionist were considerably rude and did not respect my time or consider how long I had to wait to meet the girls. I think they forgot to tell them I was there. During my booking, I was given a bath mat and the towel I was given had stains on it. It seems like they haven't updated their towels in what feels about a decade. I've never been spoken to so rudely when trying to ask about service prices. I do not recommend this place as it was all around very exhausting and an uncomfortable environment for an old gentleman like myself. Although the girl I stayed with was very lovely, she didn't seem like she was being treated very well. Bad brothel, do not recommend. I should have just seen a private worker.
Alright, so clearly I'm not working at this place.
B, did you write that review?
That was actually me, yeah.
So she fell down into he fell down to that big opening.
She fell into the Hololini.
The Hololini.
She went down in my Hololini.
She ate the Hololini.
I wanna eat the Hololini.
Hey, don't lie. You went to that brothel and you brought your own 10-year-old towel stained.
Bane's not here right now, so he cannot confirm this. Anyways, I have this other review.
What is happening? This brothel is this. This is what happened at the brothel to that guy. I'm crying.
That's how
damn, he fisted that hole.
I left the place I left about 15 minutes ago without having sex. I met Blair in the middle of the time she started to push me over and move. I asked her, should we continue or we can change? She said, okay. And she pushed me again. I talked to the reception and they told me that time was up, even though I said I was wasting time because of Blair. They said that we understand, but since you are big, It hurts her because of that. They didn't even want to refund the money.
Fuck me dead!
Definitely don't come. I definitely don't recommend it. I really won't go anymore, even if they say $20.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Dude, this guy needed fucking 20 dick in the mouth lady to fuck with his dick.
He needed to come a leanie.
He needed a really big mouth to come a leanie because his dick a leanie was so big a leanie.
Not to come a leanie.
Leanie on your face,
Blondie was bad. She wanted to do quick. Not good experience with her last week. 1 star.
No.
Got asthma from being in the room. Smelt like old smoke. No hygiene. Avoid.
Ew! Does anyone clean these places? Like, yuck.
You need, they need a good touch.
Why is she orgasming on the side of a car that's, like, on fire?
Because she needs to come.
She needs to come a leanie.
Come a leanie. Yes.
She needs to come a leanie with your Paganini.
Menu is mainly overpriced curry and African bush meat. It's a pass for me.
What the fuck? Did he say African bush meat?
Yes.
Yes, that's what he said.
I fucking can't.
Bring it on. I can't wait. 1 star.
Wow.
Actually, quite a few 1 stars here.
It must be the worst brothel in Melbourne, mate.
I think it is.
Oh, her nippolinis are showing.
Ooh, nippolini! Ooh!
Is this one of those, like, night for day shots or day for night or whatever the fuck you call it? It's all blue tinted.
Yes.
It's all blue chew tinted.
That's blue my blue chew tinted. Right there.
Alright, but the last review of the main course. Worst experience till date. They are not hygienic and are very rude. Some girls are on ice. If you're considering going there, do not. You will risk an STI. 1 star.
Wow. So Colin's visiting that place, clearly.
I mean, I'm going there right now. You coming with Colin?
It's going to be his fucking first stop in Australia.
Bring your ice cream truck, dude.
Dude, as soon as I get to Australia, the first thing I'm going to do is fucking go to a brothel. A 1-star brothel. 100%.
You fucking better, mate.
I'm going to go with my fucking recorder and be like, yeah.
But anyway, so I'm going to go off and do some ghost jacky off to this Bad Knight's pink outfit. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye. Boo.
Lady, you still down in that hole?
What was happening?
Kate's still down in that big opening, Marcy.
Oh, is she still down there? Kate Alini, get out of my big opening.
Kate's gone down the hole.
They need a flashlight to look inside that big opening.
I think you need a flashlight, mate.
I mean, that too, but that's beside the point.
World secret, send Beat a flashlight.
Marcy, I don't need a flashlight. I don't need a flashlight. I'm a classy gentleman. I want a real girl, damn it.
Fine, we'll get you the fucking sex doll. Someone donate however much one of those sex dolls costs.
Or at least the bottom half.
Start a GoFundMe for Beat sex doll.
No, you can get the one that's like it's got the tits, the ass, the pussy, and there's no arms and legs or a head.
Just the way I like it. I'd be what?
Exactly.
the get him the end game.
That's called the Black Dahlia special.
It's just Jesus. No trace of that
strange light. Wait, wow, that was dark even for me.
A little bit. Didn't know you were into that, babe.
I will not confirm or deny what I do with my spare time.
Does Temu sell these? Because I'm on a Temu budget.
Let's not start this
again.
Wait till
they're like... Too late. Colin's already down the rabbit hole of Temu. I don't care. There's no point in just
standing around waiting. Yeah, I can't even like access Temu because it gives you fucking advertisements. Right, I'm gonna look up. Wait, what are they called? Like, fuck dolls?
I think they're called fuck dolls. Yes, or real dolls.
Jesus Christ! The picture.
Are they on there? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh!
Yes.
It's a good thing we are not going to watch. Jesus Christ! Can I buy you that?
Do it anyway.
Yeah. Yes. Well, my birthday is coming up, Marcy.
He can call it Louise.
Louise.
Oh my God. Why did I look this up? I can't. What is this?
You know why, Marcy? Because you're a weirdo like all of us.
This one, it's got tattoos on it. And you can blow
it. I mean, that's hot. I mean, that's hot.
Some of these, I don't know if they're meant to be a doll or a real.
Also, are they actually like life size or they just look like they're only this big in real life?
I mean,
like,
look,
the size
mate.
Of a Barbie doll.
There is something wrong with this one.
Be careful, look at the boobs on that one. Look at those nipples.
What is that?
Holy shit.
Why did I look this up?
Yes, Marcy, why did you look this up?
Because I'm a fucking weirdo.
I mean, that is true.
This
we should
this
say.
Is the one I'm going to get you with no arms and legs. I fucking can't. My brain.
That just stunned.
No comment.
Like, why the fuck did she come back?
Marcy, Bat is a married man. Show some respect.
Yeah. I can't look at that stuff no more. I'm a married man.
And so you close your eyes.
Don't do it like that.
Close your eyes.
Oh my gosh, you got an STI from the main course.
Fuck, I was going to make that joke, you fucking dick. Wait, let me give you the... There you go. You weren't it.
What? Oh, it's Lemmy Wings.
Dude, I really just want to keep looking at these because they're so fucking funny.
No, the last time we did that, we lost viewers.
Dude, wasn't that like one of the best episodes we had?
Yeah, the most downloaded. But you're going to have to wait and find out at the end of the year what our most
downloaded
episodes
are. Dude, some of these are really realistic, and I don't know how to feel about this.
And get them on Temu?
Oh my God. I know what I'm getting feed.
Oh my gosh. I could wear that against ice.
You could wear that to drive the ice cream van.
Yes.
Did somebody say realistic genitalia? Hello, everyone.
I found one for me.
What up, Louise?
Well, hello. Sorry. You know, honey,
we're watching a movie, right?
My birthday's coming up soon. Yes, you are watching a movie, and also, honey, could you send me that doll? Because I feel like, I mean, Tamario, I'm kind of starting to get a little bit bored by Tamario, guys.
Oh, really?
Louise, I'll buy
let him down. Let him down
dolls.
Gently, Louise. That's all he asks. He's very sensitive.
Yeah, I know. He's very sensitive, but every day he's been crying because he misses baby Bubbalini, and then it makes me sad because I miss my children. Because they all died. So it makes me sad. But also, too, honeys, okay. All I want for my birthday this year, which is on Thanksgiving, I need a Antonio Banderas love doll with realistic genitalia.
Yeah,
Canadian Thanksgiving was like on my last weekend, so I ain't getting you shit, Louise.
That's true.
I'm talking about American Thanksgiving. Where are you?
It is your holiday, Louise.
I mean, it is. It's Blood Rage Day. It's the best time of the year because I get to celebrate me.
Dude, she's wearing a pearl necklace and she's fucking enjoying it.
I mean, well, you know, I remember when Toby Tamari and Ninja Terminator 2B gave me a pearl necklace. They got it out of Gucci and put it in a nice box. Have you ever had a pearl necklace in your box, honey?
Yeah, it's called a cream pie, love.
I had a cream pie once, but I prefer pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I think you might want to get checked for some STIs with that, mate.
Actually, Toby says he's going to take me out. Toby and Tamara said they're taking me out to a nice dinner. They're going to get me some curry and some African bushmeat at a place called the Main Course. I'm very excited.
Louise, I'd go with a hazmat suit.
Oh, consider it done, honey. I got some beautiful hazmat suits. And also, honeys, I better get going because I got to get ready for my double date. Well, triple date, I might say. So I'll talk to you all later. And don't forget the Antonio Banderas dolls, honey. Anyways, I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
I'm confused. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, shit. He's freely died. That sucks.
Yeah, I saw that before we jumped on.
Kate, who are you? Sylvia.
She found her in the pool.
Sylvia. Oh.
Pretty empty pool.
Except for
needs
one
more cats.
The killer see through that mask. The eyes are kind of just barely cut open. And all of a sudden I fell into
this damn hole. Maybe that's why he's doing such a terrible job, because he can't see shit.
Exactly.
We're in the pool.
It was like half hour left, pool. Probably less, so.
It's a pool lady.
Wait, this house is haunted? I thought there was a killer in it.
It's haunt a lady.
Quickly, help me. Let's get out of here. Enough with the lady.
I thought there was a killer killing people.
That's a killer loney.
It's a killer leany.
Yeah, but Bat said I can't say leany anymore. Oh, and it's Shaq.
And
Shaq is back in ad form.
If you want to get the best experience with Shaq, play Shaq Fu.
Yes.
Change your life.
Shaq Fu 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
Shaq's going to save the Children's Center.
Did they not, like, remaster Shaq Fu for some fucking reason?
I don't know. I
wouldn't
remember.
Be surprised if they did.
I'm pretty sure that happened. Colin, I think you're muted, mate. For new members only, must
pay first month annual supplements. Yeah, no, I think Colin is muted.
Colin's been making jokes for like 20 minutes. We haven't heard shit.
No. Can't hear you.
Nope. Still got you. Our families were wiped out. Well, please don't feed the children KFC. What do you want? Please, you
have to help us. Come on. Yeah, but also get off my lawn.
Exactly. Yeah, had some KFC from the ad before.
You're not supposed to feed the children. You're supposed to send them to the ice cream truck.
You're not supposed to feed children after midnight.
We're back. And we're back. 54. Colin, are you there, mate?
Dude, I'm so fucking mad right now. I was over here making Shaq jokes the entire time.
You are muted.
Fucking shitty-ass video ninja. Changed my sound settings.
Your microphone was censoring you, Colin.
Dude, why is there like math on the wall? What the fuck?
It looks like boots.
Yeah, it does, but I'm pretty sure it's equations.
Oh, Einstein. Oh, because Einstein was there.
Shit, yeah. Apparently he went to this fucking place.
Yeah.
E equals MC square.
Yeah, he sold his soul for that equation, mate.
Yes.
E equals MC squared. Elena, Sylvia. Stabbed.
doctor likes my bad dog.
I gotta get out of here before the blue filter finds me.
Oh, it's my ropes again.
That's Colin's ropes.
Can you play like Pitfall on your ropes?
Colin's the ropes are on fire.
Pitfall. Fuck.
Nah, strictly double dutch.
Why am I picturing this in my head?
You're just jumping rope with jizz.
Yeah, that's literally what's in my head right now.
And you're dodging it. Oh, I don't want it to hit me.
Yes.
Like you're playing Mario Party or some shit.
Yeah. Fucking don't get it in my eye, bitch.
Oh, we found you. We found you by hearing the bad dubbing. I don't know
how, but I am. Yeah, that's how they got found. Elena, what's doing with her? Isn't she by the hole? No, she isn't there. Is she by the hole? She must be there. No, listen,
if you don't believe me, just go. I think this place might actually be the main course.
I think it is the main course. They keep the girls down in that fucking hole.
Yeah. Keep them down there.
And Sonya's working there next week.
Well, if Sonya's there, she can steal my prosthetic leg.
Have your prosthetic legs ready, everyone. And your fillings.
Do you think Sonya stole that prosthetic leg to sell it?
Yes.
Yes.
We're just going to assume that's why she stole it.
Yes. Did you know why? It might have had drugs in it. Ew! Oh, that's what happens when you
wake, mate.
See, that's what happens when you wake six times a day. I mean, it starts being normal, and then eventually your jizz gets all bloody.
That's why I stopped at five. That's why you gotta stop at five.
That's why.
The kidneys can't take it anymore if you keep going.
Someone jizzed on those curtains back there.
The makeup room. I'm a tired Alini.
Oh, no. Hey, Bede.
Yes.
If you go to the brothel, would you be into it if the chick was told you to part her beef curtains?
I think I'd be like pretty soft pretty quickly if she phrased it that way.
Hey, love, I mean, part me beef curtains.
I mean, when you say it like that, I got a little hard there.
Oh, Colin.
You like that Cockney street prostitute slang, do you, Colin?
I mean, yes. A pussy is a pussy, okay? Beef curtains are not. It's a pussy.
All right, Governor. Pop me beef curtains. I ain't got time.
Who diarrhea'd everywhere in this house?
That's what happens
when you jerk off over five times in a day. You just shit, bleed, piss everywhere.
See, that's what happens when you jack off. Oh! She's got the STI!
Oh, no.
She accidentally touched a koala. She got chlamydia.
Listen. Listen, Blair, your next customers come in. Hide your STI.
I have a sound for that.
Listen.
Listen.
That poor woman. She's patient zero for AIDS.
This is Colin when he arrives at the main course. I'm about to make a name for myself, yeah.
I know, dude. Those beef curtains, I'm telling you.
Arby's, we got the meats.
Arby's, get your meat curtains. Oh my god, this goes back to fungicide.
Oh my gosh, it does.
It's fungus.
She got fungicide.
Ooh, how do we relate this back to the raid?
The neighboring building somehow.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's the lower floor.
The neighboring building was full of chlamydia.
Yes.
Yes. I've heard of the spectre.
A few koalas had been there and spread the chlamydia.
Yes.
I honest to God don't know. Is my dubbing really bad? What is happening? But this is the fungus.
I saw it enlarged.
Enlarged, eh?
No, you saw it enlarged, eh?
My wood was enlarged on the TV.
Was it normal when you first arrived?
Was it really?
Yeah. I don't think it was, mate. It's out to kill us,
one by one. You're lying. It was never normal. Comes from the music, from the violin, and from Paganini. Yes. Right. I knew it was Paganini all along.
You were calling him Pagalini before.
Sorry, I'm used to saying lady. I apologize.
No, that's not what you said.
That's not what he said.
That's not what you said.
We're not going back there. It's behind us now. It never happened, though. And I'm going to listen back, and I'm going to be like, you guys have been gaslighting me.
I'm going to send you the audio, like, straight away.
Yeah. Hey, remember the time, Mercy?
Mercy, keep him. Cook the audio. Make sure it's an F, not a P.
Yeah.
K-fabe.
Just take my saying of it and put it in his words. So, like, when he's talking and he says the real name, edit my version in there. And he did say it. He fucking totally said it. I heard it. Clear as day, dude.
I got your back, Colin.
Yeah,
it didn't happen. It never did.
Well, I didn't really hear, so I can't tell you one way or another, to be fair. From Bach to Paganini to your songs, Kate. And you know what?
Every time they say it in this movie, I'm just going to giggle.
So which one of these ladies was the one who killed her mom in the bathtub at the beginning?
David Bowie.
Marcy, you gave away the twist.
How's that a twist? It fucking happens at the beginning of the movie with no context. Of course it's one of them.
Yeah, but by the time that we get towards the end, we have forgotten that moment happened.
I mean, I forgot basically this entire movie. So, like...
I know, someone's old, there's older the devil for music.
Yes.
We and love now, movies about that music. Selling your soul for music.
Yeah, it was Paganini.
Yes. Saint
was
David
Paganini
did
like
Chocolate
that
Baby.
Good that people thought like he sold his soul to be that good?
I'm gonna say yes.
There, shove it up
your
ass.
Play the violin
love.
There.
Did they just like fucking spray paint that gold? It looks so shit.
What does look like it was spray painted?
Twinkle little star.
Look at that eye.
It watches you as you wank, mate.
Yep. It's looking for hot fire mixtape.
Yeah, where is that cat? I miss that pussy.
I don't know. She doesn't come in here anymore.
Aww. So you guys know it was my wedding anniversary yesterday?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Happy wedding anniversary.
It's been three years since me and Mrs. Batch hooked up made it official last Wednesday. On Wednesday.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Congratulations.
That's
fucking crazy because my ex-wife and I, our wedding anniversary was yesterday, too.
Are you shitting me?
Oh. No, I swear to God, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I told her that today. I was like, happy fucking not wedding anniversary, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, my mom does that to my dad every year.
It's called an
extra. Oh, no, I was very nice about it.
Oh, no, she's like, you made you... I don't know what the fuck she says.
She's like, I was like...
I got married to your dad.
I was like, I was going to get you flowers, but I already gave you two kids, so that's enough.
Yeah, you gave her the kids. You birthed them and everything.
I roped in her, so.
You did your job, mate.
Yeah.
You did the roping. You got some kids.
Yeah.
And they're fucking sick kids. They're not sick as in they're sick, as in they're fucking sick. They're like awesome kids.
Oh, they're also sick.
Sick in the head because they're your kids.
Sick in the head, yeah.
Yeah.
They cured it. They cured AIDS with violin music.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
There it is.
Mm.
Oh.
That's how I cure everything. With violence.
I'm pretty sure we need to dress up as these characters next week.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah.
Get
I'll
that,
wear
that fucking
top.
Shoulder pad blouse over there. We'll have to go out
and take a look. And that pearl necklace.
I mean, if I get lucky, it's weekend. I'll get a pearl necklace. We'll see
Can't
how that goes.
That.
Yeah, let's go. Where did Louise get her pearl necklace from? Gucci?
Yes, she got it from Gucci.
She got it from Gucci. A house of a Gucci.
He got it from a Papina Nini.
Panini Nini.
And she got a panini as well.
Yes.
At this point in time, we are all banned from going to Italy, even though I'm allowed to.
I think,
dude, I'm hella Italian. I'm allowed to go too.
I mean, I can get my Italian passport and go, but I don't have money.
I will totally go for everybody and eat a pizza.
Italian pizza in Italy is fucking best.
I bet it's I'm not big. As good as pizza. In America.
It's actual pizza.
It's so thick and cheesy.
Come on. And creamy. Ugh.
That'd be, I should know. I went to Italy a long time ago.
Creamed pie, but you know.
Ew.
Wait, were you saying you had came in Italy, B? Did you come inside a whole country?
I'm not going to confirm or deny if I did.
Well, now, Bede.
He didn't. He would tell us.
No. No.
Dude, Bede, if Bede gets laid again, he ain't ever telling me because I would never shut up about it.
I mean, I came in plenty of Italians.
Marcy, you blurted one of my sexapades out to a celebrity we were interviewing and it was on the record.
I know. I was a fucking massive shit that day.
He was.
That's tight.
And I'm
like, so yeah, you. This guy had a fucking one night stand last week. And I'm like, whoa. And you're like, I got to go. That was great.
You're not supposed to say it to anyone.
Why? Why? It's exactly. It's fine. Yeah, who gives a fuck? Did your mom listen to the podcast?
She might have.
All right. Well, you're an adult. You just tell your mom, I wore protection and I don't have AIDS, so it's fine.
Basically, you're like, look, it wasn't a koala. I don't have chlamydia. It's fine.
I didn't go to a brothel. They didn't steal my leg.
You didn't go to the buff. What's that place called?
Old Country Buffet?
No, the brothel from before.
Oh, the main course.
Oh, the great.
The main course.
The main course.
You didn't fuck at the main course. Do you think the main course might actually be the worst brothel in Melbourne? Because it sounds worse than the one across the road from you.
Ooh, that is a good question. I suppose I have to tally up all the one-star reviews of all these places.
I reckon we fund Bede to go to these brothels and test them for himself.
We have been saying this for months.
I know. Now, 1 hour, 9 minutes.
Drag me to hell.
But look, we should be kind, and Bede can go check out one of the, like, you know, really well-rated brothels just to break it up. We're back 1 hour and I'm in 17 seconds.
All right, they cured AIDS. Let's get it over with. Come on now.
But, like, like, is there a brothel with like men workers for women to just go and have fun? Like, you never see those, really.
They would have. I mean, I'm
or do I have to like
is,
privately but... like hire a guy, which I probably, I mean, you don't really need to, but like you can if you want.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of like male sex workers kind of work like, you know, as escorts rather than working brothels.
Yeah. Maybe you should get into that.
I'll open up the first all male brothel for women.
You should you should actually be an escort and you should exclusively do that ocelot demographic because you
would
be fucking swimming in money.
Makes so much money being.
Dude, old ladies would fucking love you.
You can start so many more podcasts with all the DVDs you'll buy.
Exactly.
Well, that is also true, too.
Oh, no, I reckon I'm 100% honest. Like, let's be real. We fucking forgot about this movie, like, ages ago.
I couldn't tell you what was going on in this movie.
As a violin and some Paganinis in my panini. But no, Bede, I reckon you would you'd be booked out months in advance from the fucking ocelots wanting a piece of your bald head. They would fucking love
Marcy,
you.
I think you need to be Bede's pimp.
Yep.
Yeah. I think this is decided. Bede's becoming an escort. I'm your fucking pimp.
Yeah, I vote yes. I vote yes.
Yeah.
We need it for the content. We need it for the content.
Yeah, we're taking our content to better and bigger places.
That sheep music exploded.
Just like you will, all over the grandma is going to fucking enjoy your company.
No! She's being killed by glass.
Chip, what the fuck is happening?
I mean, you could help her.
Right? Break the glass.
That's a really weird way to get your period.
Oh, and the head exploded.
And it sprayed it everywhere.
Oh, I know there's blood everywhere.
That's what it looked like when I came the other day.
That's a really bad child week. Colin, next time you're going to have a big explosion, film it so I can, like, react to it. We'll do a reaction channel on Pornhub.
Nobody wants to see my dick. I don't even want to see my dick.
Well, just do it off screen, and
I'll
then
do
it's
it
just
for the content.
The ropes fly.
For the content.
See, Colin, do it off screen, and just have the camera just in a position, and then you can see the ropes just flying through the air.
That's a fair point, actually.
Kayfabe, Colin, just get a squirt. One of your kids' squirt guns, fill up with a Jergens lotion, and do it off camera. We'll never know.
Yeah, that's true.
But kayfabe, Bede's actually going to become a fucking escort. This is happening.
Yes, I think this needs to happen. He needs to be Deuce Bigelow.
It won't be an escort. I'll be a best escort.
No, you'll be a Bede escort. No, this is all terrible. We're getting flushed. That was bad. As punishment,
you know,
we have to have sex with that Paganini killer guy.
Marcy,
he's mad.
It's Kane!
It's gotta be Kane!
Marcy, you know who this Paganini...
He said it again!
It's the accent.
No.
I'm telling you, it's the accent.
It's... I said Paganini.
I heard a hard F, sir.
Yeah, dude.
Paganini. No.
Anyway, I'm putting you two on mute. I was going to say, Marcy, he looks like Blade from Puppet Master.
I was just about to say that, too. No, you want to know what I was really going to say?
No.
He wants a Paganini up his Bummelini.
Yep.
His Arcelini.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
All right, I'm going to look up some reputable places where we can get you escorting. Look, if it's a good enough storyline for Neighbours, mate, we can fucking do this in real life, all right?
No, I'm trapped in a cello box.
That's the face that happens when you go down on a chick on a shark week.
B, they'll probably like your jokes.
Dude, they're going to give him like fucking, they're going to open their pockets, give him their little like chocolate and candies that have been in there for 20 years because they love him so much.
I can say that I can just say the one joke over and over again because most of them probably will have dementia.
Exactly.
Oh, it's broken.
Just go to the nursing home. We'll fucking get you rolling, yeah. Mate.
This drop off some cello business cards. Case is on, this cello case is on fire.
What even the fuck is this movie? And why are Italian movie, like horror movies, the dumbest fucking shit ever?
You know why, Marcy? Because they're fucking weirdos.
We fucking are.
But no, the sun came up. And it quickly came up. It was like on, oh no, like on the, and then it just was like way up here already.
But he's not a vampire. What the fuck is happening?
Marcy, he's Klaus Kinski. Of course he's a vampire.
That's Klaus Kinski's face.
It is. Although, funnily enough, Klaus Kinski was also in a Paganini movie as well.
Was that a Faganini or Paganini?
Whoa!
Whoa. I can see you doing
Marcy, that. Marcy, I think you are going to be editing this episode.
I'm releasing it as is. I don't give a shit.
No. That's the spirit.
That's right.
No. You know what? I'll be clear to everybody who listens to the show if you do. We never mean anything mean-spiritedly.
No.
So if we say something that sounds slurry, it's a joke. You laugh.
Yeah.
You can be like, yeah, okay, you're not actually like calling someone these things maliciously. That's not.
Let's
the
get back
point.
To when the Tubi Tuesday podcast was the Tubi Tuesday podcast. We didn't edit shit. We said whatever we wanted on this podcast.
That's
no,
right.
We didn't.
Beat, listen, don't be such a Faganini, okay?
I'm just going to call
you know
him
what?
A Paganini.
I'm going to have to edit this episode now because I have the power.
Look, I'll make an edit
here.
If you want to go through it later, that's your decision. But at the end of the day,
I will go through it later.
Bidanini. That's your fucking escort name.
Yes.
Bidanini.
Yeah.
Bidanini.
No, Marcy, you know what my escort name would be? It's Libido.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Libido
that's
is
good.
Actually fucking
that's yeah, good. Fucking real good, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The blonde chick was the little girl, wasn't she?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She wanked her mom in the bath and then killed her. What the fuck is this movie? Seriously, if you want to have a good day, the best way to start your day, neck wank your emu, mate. No, so everything goes round.
Oh, I'm back to get the rest of my paycheck.
Do you like my bowler's hat? I dressed up as that, what the fuck was the Bond villain with the bowler hat? The
Dr. No?
Oh, Oddball.
Oddball?
Yeah, Oddball.
I'm playing as Oddball today. Well, perhaps
I have a thousand names. I thought you dressed up as, like, Steed from the Avengers. Let's
say I'm the organist. He looks like, what are those dudes in fucking Tintin?
Oh, yeah, Thompson and Thompson.
Yeah, somehow.
I think they're detectives.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They're fucking detectives.
I killed my mother. Remember that scene at the beginning of the movie?
I
totally forgot about
asshole.
This fucking dumbass ending. This movie is amazing. I love it. It has allowed us to discuss Beat's future as an escort, Colin's roping abilities, Batch being a 5-time wank champion. It's amazing.
Yeah, 5-time.
Five time.
I wanked 5 times.
Michael. The new tenants.
I wanked 5 times to Michael that night.
He had the blackest eyes because he wanked at him too many times.
He had the blackest eyes.
They were Shaq eyes. So anyway, I've been cancelled.
See, this is the thing. He's all been canceled. I haven't been canceled.
You can't cancel what nobody listens to, so.
That's right.
The downloads say otherwise.
Nobody listens to Webtails, so you can't cancel that shit, so.
Yeah.
I listen to Webtails, but I don't cancel you, so.
I appreciate it.
Did you listen to Grime Time? Because that shit's going to get canceled real fast after this week's episode.
Dude, I had it on when I was like having a wank, and it was fucking great. I'm not going to confirm or deny if that was true or not. Ayo.
Oh, Edgy died. Hey, groans. Eerie music.
Wow, that's... She stabbed her in the vag and she died. Like, what the fuck?
It's the night he came.
You never want to be an Italian final girl.
No.
Never as well.
I love you, Donald Pleasance.
Hi. Sorry to be late. I'm the owner of the house.
They just witnessed a murder.
Well, they can't see them because
they can't see it for some reason.
Oh.
It's the house of G. Pretty strange
ideas. And also, it's that Donald Pleasance is the devil.
Don't mind the dead whore over there.
Yeah.
Or the shit all over the floor.
Or the chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it. I mean, a lot.
You're going to get AIDS if you stay here a couple days.
Other than that, it's great.
Coming up next.
Wax Mask, Spectres, The Beyond, which we have done on the show, Dark Waters, and Beyond the Living Dead, which Marcy, you talked about with me. You talked about that with me on my podcast, Beef is the Living Dead, which you can listen to all podcast streamers everywhere.
It had a different title, that's why.
Yeah, it's The Haggy Woman.
That's it. Yes, the Paul Naschy movie.
Yes.
But anyways, that was the episode. Go Paganini, your emu Neccolini, and Wankolini, and I'm back, and that's it. I don't know where to go with this. Listen to 2B Tuesday's podcast at supermarcy.com, and watch these videos at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. It's $1 a month, so it's definitely worth it in the end. What was I going to say? 2B Tuesdays is available on all your podcast streaming platforms. So make sure you are subscribed and all of that. And find the Super Network on socials. And the link tree is also available with all the links. Probably need to update it as well. And find me at Super Marcy on the social media and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. Over to the next person to advertise their wanking. Don't know why.
Batch.
Hey guys, I do a podcast called Webtails. Please listen. It's a Spider-Man podcast. Follow me at Batch440 on my socials and Pop40 on Facebook.
And if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Javide. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, along with all the awesome podcasts that you and I host together, Marcy. And also you can listen to my solo podcast, Bean vs. the Living Dead, on all podcast streamers everywhere.
Oh, I should actually give a shout out to Bloody Good Time. You can see our horror trivia shit whenever we do that. And hopefully we'll be able to get a game going with the four of us against each other. Mm. And whoever wins gets to wank an emu.
Yep. I mean, hot. That's hot.
And Colin, tell us about wanking your emu again.
Well, if you want to listen to two Faganinis talk about bullshit, go listen to Grime Time. You can find me on Twitter at, I think it's Trash Colin. But yeah, go listen to Grime Time.
Exactly. Please listen to all of our stuff and this. And yeah, we'll be back next time. with whoever's fucking pick it is, and we'll deal with that. I think it's Colin. So we'll do that. And yeah, see you next Tuesday, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Bye.
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 Today in this house, a contract has been stipulated between Niccolò Paganini and the devil, wherein the musician is granted eternal fame in exchange for his soul. Signed, Paganini and Cini.
Go ahead, open it.
Hey, Daniel. How come you came back up?
I am not Daniel. And now you will pay. And you will pay in the only coin I ever accept.
And this is the ring he wore. Do you recognize it?
I get it. Daniel's playing a joke on us. Right, Kay?
Yes. He would do something like that, wouldn't he?
Right! A man doesn't turn into a...
Stop a monster that isn't even part of this world.